Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ in our midst.
He is shall be.
And welcome and good morning to those who are joining with us online. It's good to have you with us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Someone once asked a holy old ascetic, "Holy Father, why is it that Christianity spread so rapidly in early centuries, and today few truly accept the gospel of Christ when it is preached?" The holy old man replied, "The answer is simple. In early times, Christianity was preached by Christians who believed and lived their faith. But today, Christianity is preached not by people who live Christian lives, but those who only speak about it." One of the best books they ever read was the book Father Arseny, Priest, Prisoner, and Spiritual Father. The book's about a saintly priest who was imprisoned in a Siberian Soviet concentration camp. And Father Arseny himself was a true ascetic, a man of real, genuine prayer. When a prisoner was sick in the barracks, he would care for them. When a fellow prisoner was just too weak to do his chores, so he did not get punished by the guards, Father Arseny would go over and do them, kind of secretly. In the words of our Lord, he truly loved his neighbor as himself. And he was a spiritual father of many in the prison. And he was also treated cruelly by the other prisoners who were atheists, who derided priests, and the prison guards who themselves, by definition, were atheists at that time. Then one time, a young prisoner named Alexei, who was not a believer, got into a fight with a mean old prisoner named Ivan. It was a fight to the death. Ivan took his knife and tried to kill the young man, Alexei. Father Arseny, who was kind of frail in his own way at this time of his life, saw this and jumped in to defend Alexei, and he knocked the knife out of Ivan's hand. And then he pushed Ivan to separate him, and Ivan fell and knocked his head. Ivan sought retribution. But now, because of Father Arseny's boldness and apparently strong strength, he now feared Father Arseny, so he ratted Father Arseny out to the guards for fighting. And so as punishment, Father Arseny and Father Alexei were put in 48 hours of isolation. Now think about what isolation might be in Siberia. It was an unheated 6x3 metal shed with no windows. For 48 hours, they would have no food, no water, no heat, and no light. And it was designed to be, you know, very uncomfortable, extremely dark, extremely cold. And the temperature is that day in degrees minus 22. In these conditions, no prisoner was expected to live. Once they were in the cell, Father Alexei complained to Father Arseny, "We are going to freeze. We are both going to die." Alexei went on and on and on to Father Arseny about their situation, but Father Arseny said nothing. Finally, Alexei shouted, "Why don't you say anything, Father Arseny?" He says, "I'm praying to God, Alexei." "What is there a prayer about? We're going to freeze." He says, "We are alone, Alexei. For 2 days, no one's going to come. We will pray. For the first time, God has allowed us to pray aloud in this camp and with our full voice. And we'll pray and arrest as God's will." Then Father Arseny raised his hand in prayer, and a warm, divine light filled the cell. Alexei saw two angels join Father Arseny in prayer. And after the 48 hours passed, Father Arseny was still praying. And when they could hear the guards approaching and come to the door, the angels left. The light faded, and the cell became cold and dark once again. The guards expected to find two cadavers. In fact, they even came with a doctor so they could declare him dead. Instead, they found two men who were alive. Now, how could this be? In Father Arseny's prayer, in his real prayer, in his heartfelt prayer, in his sincere prayer, the kingdom of God came into his midst. St. Simeon, the new theologian, who was a mystic and known for his great prayer life, that's why he's a mystic, said that when we really, really, really pray, we experience the parousia. We foretaste the second coming, meaning we experience the full presence of God. When we pray in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Thy kingdom come." Sometimes, you know, we hear things and we say things and they lose their meaning. But "Thy kingdom come." And for that 48 hours, God's kingdom came to Father Arseny and to Alexei by the prayers of Father Arseny. When we truly and sincerely pray, brothers and sisters, we are with God. It's such a real thing. God comes into our midst. God flows into us. Now, we read in today's gospel this prophecy of Isaiah. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, capital L, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. For those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, the light, Christ, has dawned. Soviet concentration camps were a spiritually dark place. Father Arseny was Christ's light in that darkness. Because he was a man, because a man filled with the Holy Spirit, a man filled with the light of God, in that dark place, prisoners and guards met Christ through him. By him loving and serving others with Christ-like love, his life presented Christ to them. And the story ends. Over 25 years imprisonment, through Father Arseny's humble witness, die-hearted communists, hardcore atheists, hardened criminals, murderers, and prisoner guards eventually somehow came to faith. You know, because when he got out of prison, he got to meet some of these people. After he was released, even the KGB spy who turned him in for being a priest became a Christian and one of his spiritual children. That was years later. In a few weeks, here at St. Justin's, we're going to have the Silver Stars annual dinner. And part of the program is to ask the question, if you could have dinner with anyone, any one person in the world, who would it be and why? So if I were a Silver Star, which I'm not, my hair is white, you see? So they won't let me in. I'm just joking. My answer would be St. Innocent of Alaska. He's one of my heroes. He was a natural leader, a good administrator, carpenter, a linguist, a scholar, excellent priest, and a zealous missionary. Everything I want to grow up and be. He said his biggest problem he had in bringing the gospel to the Alaska Natives was the behavior of the Russian fur traders, the Russian Orthodox fur traders. They came to Alaska, disrespected the natives, and pillaged native wildlife. And knowing that the Russian fur traders were a named Christian, the native Alaskans challenged St. Innocent about the Christian faith. They said to him, and I quote, "If they are Christian, why would you want to be like them? They drink too much, they abuse, and they misuse us. They are dishonest, and they are greedy. If that is what it means to be a Christian, then we are not interested in your teachings." Over time, though, as we know, through his love and spiritual wisdom, St. Innocent let his light shine, Christ's light shine through him, and Alaska Natives embraced the gospel despite the poor witness. But here's where I want to go with this. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we telegraph to others, consciously or unconsciously, our faith. Think about it. And Russian traders were a bad, fur traders were a bad message. So the question is, and this is a question that I fear as a priest, you know, because too much is given, much is expected. Is my life radiating God's love? Am I bringing light into the darkness? Or am I adding to the darkness? Let me close with a story. I have three stories today. In World War II, a Nazi soldier was badly wounded behind the Russian lines. He was desperate for help, and he found his way to home of this poor Russian woman, peasant woman. She welcomed him into her humble home and cared for him, offering him food and rest. Because she was the enemy, this Nazi soldier did not understand why she was so kind. But he did notice how she prayed every day in her icon corner. The soldier recalled how he could see God living in that home. And I'll quote his testimony. "I could see God living in that home, even though I had never known him before. For this, I believe that God didn't exist. But the Nazi state was my God. And this false God taught me to hate those who didn't believe as I believe. Although I have never seen a Bible in my life, no less read one, it was by that witness of that woman that I came to realize God was alive." She telegraphed her faith. "And because I saw him in the life of that poor peasant woman, I'm a Christian." The poor peasant woman's light shined in the darkness. Remember where we began today, the first words. In early times, Christianity was preached by Christians who actually believed and lived their faith. That's our vocation. Father Arseny, St. Innocent, and this peasant woman actually believed and lived their faith. They were light and darkness. It was not their words, but their life, their deeds, that helped other people come to Christ. Through them, Christ's light shined in the darkness. Wherever we go, brothers and sisters, and whatever we do, all our actions and all behavior, if we're real people of prayer, that's my point. If we're real people of prayer, real people loving God, real people living for God, we'll bring Christ's life, light, organically, because it'll be in us, into the darkness. To Christ be glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.